Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samach on the base. 9 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Kisolik Ravin. When Ravin came to Tzisra, Amal Shmaitz Kamed Rav Yechran, he said over what we have been learning. He said over what we have been learning from Abaya. They learned from Rav Yossi that you may not eat Kachim Kalim when the Mizbeach is in this repair. He said it over Kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. Amar, and Rabbi Yirmiya's reaction was quite strong. Amar, he said, Bavloi Tavshoi, the people from Bavel are foolish. Imtal Diyasi Barach HaShukai, and because they live in a place that's dark, Bavel is in a valley, Amish Maisa the Mechashka, they say Divrei Torah that are dark, that are incorrect. And the Ritva explains, the Pasuk says in Eicha, "Mechashachim Hashivani Kimisei Olam," that refers to the Talmud Bavli. And he explains because the Talmud Bavli, he was claiming, is not as clear and able to explain what we learned in the Mishnayos as well as they did in Eretz Yisrael. But says the Ritva, that not always was that the case. In the time of Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, Abaye and Rava, that then it was a time of terrible decrees on the Jews that lived in Bavel, that's when there was a difficulty in learning Torah in Bavel. But afterwards, in the time of Ashi, when things became calmer in Bavel, the Torah was the main Talmud that we know until this very day, actually comes from Talmud Bavli. The Shemiyah brings two brises, and by bringing these two brises, he asks a question, and from that, he proves why he disagrees with Abaya. And the Gemara explains. The Shmilai, he said, did you not hear Hadatanya, this that we learned in the brise, B'shash Silk Masos, when they would take apart the Mishkan and take away the Mizbeach, to travel, Kachim the Solom, or the Kachim, which as we learned often, may only be eaten Dazara or in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that would mean only be eaten within the Kloim, within the place of the base of the Mishkan, Kachim the Solom, so all the Kachim become disqualified from being eaten. The Zav Mitzrayim Shtachim Chutz Mechitza, even though they took apart the Mishkan, the din, the rule of the Machnas that we're speaking so often, that in the Midbar they had the Machnas Shechina, Machnas Leviyah, Machnas Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they had the Beis HaMikdash with Azara, and then they had the Harabayis, and then they had Yerushalayim. That halacha, that Zavin and Mitzrayim have to exit certain Mechitzas, certain Machnas remained. The Zav still may not be in Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah. The Mitzayra may not be in Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, Machne Yisrael. So we see that the reason that the Basa Kachim become disqualified is because not anything to do with the Mechitza. It's because the Mizbeach was moved out of place. But Tanyidach, yet we learned in another Braisa, B'shnei Mekayim Kachim Nechalim, the aloch of kachim to be eaten while the Mishkan, when we had the Mishkan, there were two places. One is wherever the Torah prescribed that they may be eaten. That's when the Mishkan was in its place. And there's another rule that they could be eaten when they're traveling. So it seems that we have a stira contradiction between these two brises. The first brise says that when the Mishkan is taken apart, we don't eat. The second brisa says we do, says the Gemara Ma'alav. How do we reconcile these two brises? The first brisa that says that once the Mishkan is disassembled, we can't eat kachim anymore, is referring to kachim. The second brisa, which indicates that even when the Mishkan is disassembled, we may continue eating kachim, is speaking about kachim kalim. So we see that kachim kalim don't become disqualified when there's no Mizbeach, when the Mizbeach is taken apart, taken away, not like what Abaya said. Ravina, to which Ravina attempts to explain the opinion of Abaya. Ravina, idi idi, both brises that say that when the Mishkan is disassembled, remain at each kachim, talking about kachim kalim. One brisa seemed to say that we may eat, and one brisa said we may not. It says the Marvel Kasha. The way to reconcile these two brises, Vloy Kasha. Ka ha Rabbi Shmuel, the brisa that says that the first brisa that says you can't is following the opinion of Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel said, as we learned in our previous year, that Bechor, which is Kacha Kalim, compared to the Bas Vadam, and one may not eat it when there's no Mizbeach, even if we already, as we discussed in our previous year, already had Zrikas Dam on the Mizbeach, and now the Mizbeach is no longer in place, it becomes disqualified from eating the Bechor. So we see from that brisa, said Rabbi Shmuel, that kachim kalim may not be eaten when the mizbeach is not properly, fully in its place. And that's why when they were traveling, and obviously the mizbeach is not in its place, the kachim kalim become possible. For her, the second brisa holds like the chachamim, that we don't compare by bechor. There is no hekish about a basal adamai. And therefore, if the dam of the Bechor was applied to the Mizbeach properly, then you could eat the Basar. And that's why this Brisa says that even though they were traveling and the Mizbeach was not in its place, the halacha is that the halacha is that you could still continue eating the meat. So the way Rashi explains that Rabbi Shmuel in our previous year made a hekesh between Basar and dam, and the Chachamim, as the Gemara over there said, there were three Zakenim. The other two Zakenim are Rabbi Kiva, Shim, Ben Zoyma. They learned the Hekesh of Maaseh Bechor regarding other Dinim that were going to Mitzvah Shem learn. And therefore, they don't need to have the Hekesh to connect the Basar and the Dam of the Bechor. And therefore, they don't have to agree with Rabbi Shmuel said that, for example, if the Bechor was brought on the Mizbeach, the Zrikas Adam was done on the Mizbeach, and then the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, you can no longer eat the meat of Bechor. They would hold that you're allowed to eat it. And this brisa as well is going to hold that if the Bechor was offered properly on the Mizbeach and the Mishkan, and then after bringing it properly, they disassemble the Mizbeach, you could still continue eating the carbon. Mitzvah Eisen asks, why are we suggesting that they didn't accept this drasha? Who says that maybe, where does the Gemara take from that they knew that they don't accept this drasha? So he answers, because the pasuk says, Ubesaram Yilcha. The Torah is shy, the Ubesaram Yilcha. And the Pasuk is trying to teach us that the Basar and the Dam don't travel together. Says the Gemara, Vibay Seima, another Keretz, Hava Hava Kacha Kachim. The first Keretz said that both prices that we've quoted are following the opinion of, are talking about Kacha Kalim. This explanation offers that both prices we're speak about Kacha Kachim. So the first brisa is well understood, that once the Mizbeach is disassembled, you can't eat the Bechor, you can't eat Kacha Kachin. Or my B'shnei B'kaimus, and what the Gemara said before, that in the second brisa, doesn't mean to say that you could eat the Kachin with the traveling. It's talking about the Mizbeach is still in its place. Koidim she'emid levim sa mishkan. When the Mishkan and Mizbeach were standing in their place, lach v'shifrakos haMishkan. What happened was the Levim are coming to disassemble the Mishkan, and even though they're coming to disassemble the Mishkan, the Mizbeach is still in its place. And In other words, everybody agrees that you have to have the Mizbeach in its place in order to be able to eat the Kotcha Kotchim. But the question is, if the Mizbeach is in its place, but the Mishkan is already being disassembled, that the halacha, according to this Gemara, is that at that point you could still eat from the Kotcha Kotchim. In other words, that it's because when it comes that you should have the Mishkan and not the Mizbeach, the way it worked was like this. B'nai Gershon and Merari built the Mishkan, and after that came B'nai Kohos, and they were carrying the Aron and the Mizbeaches and the Kli Sharis. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that they had the Mizbeach, they put up the Mizbeach before the Mishkan. But it is possible that when they disassembled the Mizbeach, but disassembled the Mishkan when the Mizbeach was still there. Again, most Mefarshim, this Rashi himself says, they were speaking about a here a case that they didn't necessarily follow the proper order. And even though they didn't follow the proper order, as long as the Mizbeach is there, you could eat it. Matatema, and the Gemara explains, we would think that once the curtains were taken down, any meat is considered yotze, you may not eat it. That's considered chutz lazara. Kamashman, that's what we're trying to learn, that isn't the problem. Ve'machanami, ask the Gemara, but why not? Maybe it is going to be an issue. It says the Gemara, amakrov v'nosa oilmoid, abishanosa, even though the oilmoid is already beginning to travel, still the halacha is oil moed, who it's still considered oil moed, and the mizbeach is considered the mizbeach. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, mizbeach shiloi shalavarim hayu. The mizbeach that we had in Mishkan shiloi, as we discussed previously, when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, for the first 14 years they were in Eretz Yisrael, was the time that they were conquering and dividing the land, and that the Mishkan was in Gilgal. After they finished that conquering and dividing Eretz Yisrael, they took the Mishkan to Shiloh. The Mishkan in Shiloh was different than the Mishkan that in the Midbar. In the Midbar, we know the walls of the Mishkan were made out of material, were made out of wood pieces, the krushim, whereas the Mishkan Shiloh was made out of stone. The Mishkan in Shiloh was there for 369 years, until the time of Eli HaKoyim. At that time, the Aron HaKodesh was taken into captivity through the Plishtim, and Shiloh was destroyed. And after that, the Mishkan moved to Noiv. And it was there until Shaul HaMelech killed the Kohani Noiv. From Noiv, it moved to Givon, and there it was until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan was in Gilgal, and when it's a Noiv and Givon, was not on the same high level of Kedusha. All the Mishkan was really considered, in terms of halachic terms, it was considered like a Bama Gedoyla. It wasn't considered specific that the only place you could bring carbon. And therefore, during those periods of our history, as we often discuss in our Shurim, you were allowed to bring a carbon on a Bama. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, then at that time, during those 369 years that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, you could only bring Karbonis in Shiloh, just like it was in the Midbar by the Mishkan, and just like it was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah, when it speaks about Mishkan and Shiloh, calls it El HaMenucha. And as the Pasuk says, Kiloi Basam, and the Gemara explains later in our Masechta Kuf Yud Beis, Menucha refers to Mishkan Shiloh, and Nachla refers to the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Mizbeach Shel Shiloh Shel Avonim Haya. When the Mizbeach that we had in Shiloh was made out of stone, that even though the Mizbeach that they had in the Midbar, that Moshe Rabbeinu built, was made out of wood and was just covered by copper. That's why it's called Mizbeach and the Choshes. The Mizbeach that they had in Shiloh was made out of stone. The Tanya, and the Gemara brings a source for this halacha. The Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Matam el Omer, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Avonim, 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 Sholosh Pamim? The Torah says the word Avonim three times in regards to the Mizbeach. The pasuk says, Vim Mizbech Avonim Tasli, Lesivna Sengosis. The pasuk says, Va'ovi Ba'erachim Asiyadin, of the Nisisha Mizbech Lashem El Kecha, Mizbech Avonim, Lesan Filayim Barzel. And then there's another pasuk that says, Avonim Shlemus Tivna, as Mizbech Hashem El Kecha, to teach us that the three Mizbeches, Echad Shashiloi, Echad Shalnoi Vigivain, Vechad Vishabes Elamim, all of these places the Mizbeach is considered, the Mizbeach was made out of stone. The Noiv and Givon are considered one category, and that's why even though Noiv and Givon are two different places, it's still considered, they counted together because they're one category of Kedusha. The reason the Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis Olamim, because as we spoke a moment ago about Bamis, the halacha is that once the Beis HaMikdash is put up, the halacha is that you can't ever have Bama again. The different Mishkans, we said there were different periods in history. But when we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, once we had a Beis HaMikdash, Bama's never come again. Masav Rav Acha Bar Ami says the Gemara, the following question was asked. Eish Yodah Moshe, the fire that came down from Shemayim in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Lenestach coming al Mizbech Nechoshes. It never left the Mizbech Nechoshes. El B'mei Shlomo, only in the time of Shlomo Melech, when they built a new Mizbech Avonim. At that point, the fire went from the Mizbech Nechoshes and it went to the Mizbech Avonim. And I saw that Rashi explains that when the Gemara says that the fire never left, it means even when they were traveling, as we discussed earlier, they were traveling with the Mishkan. Even during the time that they were traveling with the Mishkan, the fire didn't go away. And they had some sort of a copper keli that they would cover the fire with. Only when Shlomo Melech built his Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, Divrei Yomim, Ukechaloi Shlomo Lespalo, when Shlomo Melech, after he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, completed his tefillah, Ve'esh Yard Min Shemayim, fire comes down Min Shemayim, at that point, there was a new fire on the Mizbeach. The Gemara actually says that the fire looked revutzukari, looked like a lion roaring on the Mizbeach. Vim Isa, says the Gemara, if what Rav said is correct, that at the time of Shiloh, they stopped using the Mizbeach and the Choshes, and they built a new Mizbeach made out of stone, how could the Braisa say that the fire was there forever, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until the time of Shlomo? Answers the Gemara, Mikura hu destalklei. When they built, says the Gemara, it was, the fire should have gone away at that time. Why? Because, it doesn't, and it says it didn't go away. Isn't that an indication that it was the same fire? Answers the Gemara, hu da'ama kreb nasan. Rav, that says that, as that we started, says that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made out of stone, follows the opinion of Rav Nosson, the Tanya Rav Nosson, Mizbeach Shal Shiloh Shal Nechoshes Shaya. He says that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made out of copper, Cholam Mala Avonim. It was hollow and full of stones. So therefore, there's no question that the Mizbeach in the time of Shiloh, in the time of Moshe, it wasn't made out of stone. Rav Nosson disagrees, and he says that, and Rav Nosson says there was a new Mizbeach, and that's what Rav based his opinion on, but that everybody agrees, it's a machloikus. Another teretz, Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Milo in the Stalka, what does it mean that it didn't go away until the Shlomo? When the Stalka of Atala, the fire of Moshe Rabbeinu was still there somehow, even though they did not use the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Asked the Gemara Mayhi, what exactly does... what does that exactly mean. If it was there, was it there or was it not there? Says the Gemara, Rabbana Amara, Shchivahu Mishadra. You had two Mizbeches. You had the Mizbeach Avonim that they now built, the stone Mizbeach. And they had the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it would send flames of fire from Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach onto that Mizbeach. Rapapa Moshpiza Avonokat, it was like a guest. Zimna Hocha. Sometimes it was on the Mizbeach Nechoshes for Moshe Rabbeinu, and sometimes it was on the stone, on the new stone Mizbeach that was there, on the new Mizbeach. So I saw that the Sefer Migdash Mordechai explains that Klai Yisrael, during all the travel, are compared to like the snare. Remember in the Chumash, the Torah says that the snare was burning. Avasne enena ukol. The Torah is also called fire, as the pasuk says, Mimina eshtos lomai. What the pasuk is saying, what the Gemara is saying is that Klal Yisrael, during all of its different situations, always were connected to the Torah. And since they had the Eish Tamid of the Torah, that Torah sends flames. That Torah sends flames of power from one place to another place. And b'schus to the Torah that we learn in all these times, that's how Klal Yisrael is able to survive no matter what. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam. The Mishnah Masechta Midos says that Rabbi Yossi says in the Bais Rishon, the area of the Mizbeach was 28 Amos by 28 Amos. And the place where they put the wood on top of the Mizbeach was an area of 20 Amma by 20 Amma. Shaul Bnei Agovel, when they came to Shlaim after the Churban and they built the new Mizbeach by the Beis HaMikdash Sheini, Hasifal of Arba Amos Min Adarim v'Arba Amos Min Arav. They added 4 Amos on the Darim side and 4 Amos on the Marav side. Kimin Gamma, we often speak about that Greek letter of a Gamma, which looks like a V, and that was added to the new Mizbeach. Tosfos asks that we learned many times in our previous perek that there was no Yesod on the Mizrach side and the Darim side because those areas were in Chelka Sheyehuda and not in Binyamin's territory. And we learned very extensively that the Mizbeach, at least the part of the Mizbeach on which we could bring Kabbanis, could only be in the territory of Binyamin. So how could they have added area onto the Mizbeach that would be in the territory of Yehuda? And this is a very complicated question, and some suggest, and we discussed this previously, that when we say there was no Yesod on those sides, it doesn't mean that there was no Yesod. There was no, the halacha of Yesod is not there, but they did have Yesod. My Tama asked the Gemara, why did they have to enlarge the Mizbeach by Bayis Sheni? And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yesh Mishum Delay Sipek. They didn't have enough room. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Amalei Abaya, Hashta Migdash Rishon. By the Bais Migdash Rishon, the Ksiba, that the Pasuk in Malachim, describing the population in that time, says, Yishud of Yisrael, Ram Kachol Asher Al Hayam, Leroiv. Zipek, a Mizbeach of 28 Amos by 28 Amos is sufficient. So Migdash Sheni, the Ksibe, where the Pasuk in Ezra describing the population at that time was Kala Kol Ke'echer Abba Ribu El Paim Shloish Meis Shishim. It was so much smaller, like Sipek. How do we reconcile that? And of course, says the Sfas Emes, yes, people from Chutz Laaretz were able to send Kabbanis to Eretz Yisrael, but still, how many Kabbanis were sent? Most, it was usually Kabbanis were brought by people who lived there, and there were so many less people living there. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Hasam, but the Bais Migdash Rishon, even though they had a much larger population, Eshel Shemayim say Aton, the fire that came down from Shemayim. And since it's a fire that came down from Shemayim, it has the power to quickly consume all the kabbanis that are put on the mizbeach. Hacha, but it's based in Migdash Sheni, as the Gemara Masech the Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph teaches us, there were five things that were in the base of Migdash Rishon, which were not in the base of Migdash Sheni. And one of those five things is that there was no fire coming down in the Shemayim. So it was a man-made fire. So it didn't have Shein Eshel Shemayim Sayatan. They didn't have such a powerful fire that could consume everything that's on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, I saw a very nice verse from the Ben Yoyada. He says, the Pasuk says, Yemincha Hashem, Pasuk in the Shira, Yemincha Hashem the Dari B'Koyach. That Pasuk, he suggests, is speaking about the fire that was on the Mizbeach that came directly from Hashem. Yemincha Hashem, when the fire comes from Hashem, Nadari B'Koyach, Koyach is Chav Ches. It's enough that the Mizbeach should be 28 Amma by 28 Amma. When we don't have a Mizbeach we don't have the Yemincha Hashem, we don't have fire coming down directly from Hashem, you need a larger Mizbeach. A different Teretz suggests the Gemara. He also Ravin, Amr of Shimon Pazi, Mishum Bakapara. The reason he suggests why they needed to make a larger Mizbeach, but a base of Migdash Sheni, Haisifu, Shitin Haisifu, they made places on the Mizbeach, holes that when they did Nisach HaMayim, pouring water on Sukkos, Nisach HaYayim, when they bring Kabbanis, we often discuss that they had to bring along the Sochem made out of wine, and they made holes to pour it down. In other words, originally by the Beis Migdash Rishon, they poured it directly onto the floor of the Azara. And from there, it went into a pit that was next to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. When they built the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, they expanded the Mizbeach, as we said, on the Darm and the Maariv, until the Mizbeach was on top of that bar, and now they made holes on top of the Mizbeach that the water and the wine that they poured would go directly into that pit. And the Gemara explains what happened, why did they change the design of the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara Mikarasov, they originally felt that the Pasuk says, Mizbeach Adama Tasali, She'otam Ba'adama, that the Torah means that the Mizbeach should be made completely full of earth, and they should not have any place in the Mizbeach for something to be poured down. L'psaif, by the time of Beis HaMikdash, Sover Shtia Kachila, the liquid that's poured on the Mizbeach, the wine and the water, is like the food, that the kabbanis that are put on the Mizbeach. So, of course, as we know, when we speak about the carbon itself, it's put directly on the Mizbeach. So, too, the liquid they felt, should be put on the Mizbeach itself. And from there, it'll go into that pit that it's supposed to go to. And that's why they felt the need to expand the Mizbeach for that liquid to be poured down. My Mizbech Adama. But I asked the Gemara about it. What did they do with the Pasuk of Mizbech Adama? That the Pasuk says that the Mizbech has to be filled with earth. And it's the Gemara Shumachubar Ba'adama, a halacha that we learned previously, that the Mizbech has to be completely full of earth. Shlo Yevenu Gaba Kipim, Vaglai Gaba Bechilais. The Mizbech cannot be poured on top, cannot be built on top of a pit, on top of tunnels. It cannot be built on top of caves. Even though, as Tysus, we're learning here that the holes that were on the Mizbeach, the liquid that was poured into those holes went directly down to the pit that was under the Mizbeach. So how could you say, as Tysus, that there was nothing under the Mizbeach, that there was nothing like that under the Mizbeach? Answers Tysus that the way to understand is that those pits that were under the Mizbeach were really there to serve the Mizbeach. When we say that the Mizbeach is not allowed to be built, that the Mizbeach is not allowed to be built on top of tunnels or pits, that's if they don't serve the Mizbeach. But in a situation when they serve the Mizbeach, there is no problem. The Sfasemis has a problem with this answer the Bakapara just gave us. According to Bakaparo, the people in the Bais, when they built the Bais Hamikdash Sheni, came up with a new understanding. They came up with an understanding of Shtiyah Kachila, that which wasn't there during Bais Hamikdash Rishon. So ask the Sfasemis, does that mean that according to them, during the time of the Bais Hamikdash Rishon, the Nesachim were not performed properly? Answers the Sfasemis that during the Bais Hamikdash Rishon, as we spoke earlier in our shir, they had the fire in the Shemayim. There, in such a time, such a fire had the ability to consume the Nesachim even from the pit. That means the fire from the Mizbeach was able to reach the liquid that was in the pit and consume it. So Shtia Kechilu was satisfied because of the Eish Min HaShemayim, which went from here to there. The Beis HaMikdash Sheni, which we spoke about earlier, where they did not have Eish Min HaShemayim, so they couldn't rely that the Eish from the Mizbeach is going to consume the fire that's in the pit. The only way they could be comfortable that liquid will be consumed by the fire by is having the liquid directly in the holes on the Mizbeach.